I know this guy.
Tommy Gregson is I Live and Breathe. How long has it been? Like 4 or 5 years?
Mike, how you been?
Yeah, take a look around. You tell me.
Mike and I came up together in the department, and he got all high and mighty. He started working for the private sector, became top investigator for White Shoe and White Shoe. Mike, this is Detective Bell, Flesh Watson, and Mr. Holmes.
Yeah, and you thirsty? My girl makes a killer espresso.
No, actually, we're sort of out of clock. We were hoping that you were able to tell us why you were trailing this girl a few weeks ago.
I haven't seen her before in my life.
Mike.
Can't talk about it. It has to do with a case for one of my firm's clients. It's protected by privilege.
Mike, this girl got killed last night.
I know. I saw it on the news, and I think it stinks. And she seemed like a good kid, but you know how it is. Rules are rules.
Mike, who are you talking to?
Excuse me. Sorry. Could you just excuse me a second? Would you mind just telling me a little bit more about this beautiful plant? You work a lot of late nights, Mr. McGee. I can tell by your eyes. But you know what else I can tell? Is that you've turned to methamphetamines to stay awake and alert. You blink excessively. Your eyes dart. You've also lost a great deal of weight over the last few months, even though your diet's as revolting as ever. And the fact that your carotids have started jumping up and down like a basketball makes me think that your stash is nearby. It's in your desk, perhaps. Tell us what we need to know right now, and I won't start throwing your drawers open in front of Captain Gregson and Detective Bell. Also, when you're ready to get your life back on track, Hendale Rehabilitation Facility gets my very strongest recommendations. They even have pools.
Yes.